Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'd like to ask you to indulge me for a few minutes. I want to tell you about my mother. When April the 30th, 1924 dawned, it would be a day of record tornadoes. That very day, a little tornado was born to Virginia and Annie Stultz. They named her Virginia. It was a Wednesday, just like today. She grew up the daughter of a country constable and a mother who raised three children by her wits through the Great Depression. Midway through her senior year in high school, Virginia and her boyfriend, James, eloped to Mississippi and lied about her age to get married. They would have five children over a 20-year period, and they were married 62 years. They were my parents. My mother died Sunday at the age of 91. Virginia was the baby of the family and readily admitted she was spoiled by her mother. She never admitted it, but I watched my father spoil her, too. Mom was a force of nature. It never occurred to her that she couldn't do something. 30 years after the elopement disrupted her high school career, she asked for and got permission to return to high school to complete the work for her diploma. Mom loved to work. At the end of her life, the two things she lamented most was not being able to see well enough to knit and crochet and not having a job to go to. The two jobs that she was most proud of were her 10-year perfect attendance, always on time tenure, as an operator with Illinois Bell. That back in the manual board days, when you pushed the plug into the board, right? That was the manual days. And helping her husband run a municipal railroad. She crocheted hundreds of stocking caps, scarves and shawls, most of which she gave to cancer centers for their patients. She sent so many of these to St. Jude's in Memphis that when her health caused her to have to slow down, they sent her a letter because they were worried about her. And if you ever met her, you had to take one from her. She would ask you what your favorite color was, and then she would disappear either to her sewing room or to the trunk of her car, and she would bring you a scarf and a stocking cap, maybe a shawl for the ladies, in the color that you had told her. And you couldn't get away with it if you told her camouflage, because she had those too. Mom loved the Braves. She loved watching the Braves on television, but she would watch it with the sound off because she liked scoring the game, listening to what she considered to be much better play-by-play on the radio. If Mom loved you, resisting her limitless hugs and kisses was futile. But she was also no shrinking violet. Mom was occasionally wrong, but never in doubt. She would love you within an inch of your life. And then, if you insisted, she would go to war with you. Even those who wouldn't bet on my mother knew better than to bet against her. Our mother was the best cook on the planet, especially her German chocolate cake, her biscuit pudding. You ever had biscuit pudding? It's amazing. And, of course, what she called knee-deep banana pudding. If you ever left my mother's house hungry or with an unsatisfied sweet tooth, that was on you. If there were a Nobel Prize for worrying, Mom would have one. Often her worrying was maddeningly illogical, like when I was a little kid and I wanted to go swimming, she would tell me I couldn't go swimming because I didn't know how to swim. That made no sense to me as an 8-year-old. But she stuck to her guns and I learned to swim without her knowing it. There was nothing too hard, no place too far, or no challenge too frightening to stand in her way of taking care of her children. In 1950, she drove to 150 miles on 1950 country roads to take her son, her post-surgery son, 1-year-old son, to get a checkup. You can imagine what the roads were like, and she only had enough money for gas, but not for food. My mother's love ran deep, and it ran wide. The three most important gifts that she and my father gave to me and my four siblings were how to live with dignity even when you're struggling. They showed us the nobility of work, and that there's no such thing as super mom or super dad. There's only mom and dad, and love without limits, for as long as you're alive together. When you have love, everything else, all the drama and all the noise, is just life. Claim the love and cherish it and get over everything else. It's not important. Virginia Blassingame was an amazing person. She lived to be 91, and we're burying her today. It's on a Wednesday. Some people might have taken off today on the day that their mother was born. They might not have done a radio show like I'm doing right now. But that would have disappointed her. She would have been so disappointed in me if I had had an opportunity to go to work, and I didn't, because she would have loved to have had the ability to go to work. She had dementia in the end of her life, and not really the worst. She knew who I was, and we had conversations, but I had the blessing of being her guardian and conservator for 4.5 years, or so. I saw her a lot, and we talked a lot, and whenever I would leave her, the only way she would let me go without fussing was if I told her I had to go to work, which was usually the truth. I say, "Mama, got to go back to work," and she would say, "Oh, son, I understand. I wish I could go to work. I wish I had a job. I wish I had a job to go to," and she meant it. And so, teaching me, as she and my dad did, the nobility of work was one of the greatest blessings. But surely, the limitless love that she and my father gave me and my siblings, what a wonderful blessing that was. Thank you for allowing me to tell you about my mother, Virginia Blassingame. It's the end of the James of Virginia era. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us.
What you see fit, but don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.